Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Chris Hervishon of SOAR, Strategic Operational Accounting Resources. Chris, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. And what I wanted to do before we got started is read a little bit more about Chris so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Chris is the owner of SOAR, Strategic Operational Accounting Resources, which is a sole proprietor CPA firm started in 2018. SOAR provides outsourced accounting and tax preparation for businesses and individuals. Prior to forming SOAR, Chris spent prior 10 years between forensic accounting and corporate accounting and finance, most recently as a finance director for a large healthcare organization. Chris is highly involved in the accounting profession, volunteering with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and South Carolina's Association of CPAs, and is also a 2018 graduate of the Certified Public Accounting Leadership Academy. Chris, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. So first question I had was to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Sure. So I got an interesting start right out of college. I started as a golf pro, which was interesting. And, you know, part of being a golf pro, I was hanging out with a lot of people who kind of thought about the golf swing a little bit differently. I got into how do I get better in the most efficient way possible? I was one of those guys that kind of made my own training aids to give myself feedback on my golf swing. The golf thing didn't work out, but you know, I brought kind of that mindset with me when I came to accounting. I spent a lot of my career building automation inside the companies and the firm that I work for, making things as efficient as possible. And at the same time, for the last 7 years, I've had this business as a part-time practice, you know, while I was working a full-time job. And it just got to the point where it either had to grow or go away. And so I decided that I wanted to leverage those skills, the automation skills, creating efficiencies for businesses in my practice. That's what I wanted to do. So I'm kind of bringing that skill set to other businesses.
That's awesome. And I'm a big sports nut, as we talked about a little bit offline. So I love kind of like, you know, you talking about, you know, golf and breaking down the swing and making it more efficient and how you're also bringing that to business, because I feel like there's a kind of a synergy between business and sports.
Absolutely. There absolutely is. And, you know, golf is one of those things where it's very much an individual game, you know, and so you're kind of out there, you know, as a golf pro on your own. Like, it's up to you to kind of make a living and to figure it out. And so it's really important that, you know, if you're off your game, you need to be able to make adjustments as quickly as possible. You need to know what those adjustments are. And you need to be as efficient as possible with your time, because, you know, there's only so many hours in the day to kind of work through those things. And golf is a complex game. Well, all that stuff transfers over to business, all of it. So it's just a different application of the same skill set and mindset.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So now I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear, you know, how you're helping to support the clients that you work with. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Sure. So I, as you said, I'm a sole practitioner CPA firm. I provide outsourced accounting, which is everything from bookkeeping to virtual CFO services to businesses, plus a dashboarding service for my clients. So there's a business intelligence component to that. And then also all things taxes, tax planning, tax prep for businesses and individuals as well.
Awesome. And do you have to be located in the South Carolina area for you to work with you?
You do not. My clients actually triangulate from Rhode Island to Florida to California. So they're all over the place. So, you know, I operate virtually and a lot of my clients are virtual as well. So, you know, it works out pretty well.
Okay. And that makes sense. So they're able to kind of, I guess, send everything they need or just interact within this day and age. I'm sure it's pretty easy to have a conversation, even like we're doing now.
That's the beauty of technology.
Exactly. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart. So do you have an example of a secret sauce for you or your organization you can share with us?
Sure. So I was actually at a conference back in June, the CPA's Big Engage conference. And it's like, I don't know, something like 7 or 8 conferences rolled into one. It's crazy. Ton of people there. But the CEO of the CPA gave a stat that by the end of 2018, only 60% of CPAs plan on having any interaction with the cloud by the end of the year. So we're getting up on the end of the year and only 60% of CPAs expect to have any interaction with the cloud. Wow. In reality, that should be 100%, right? If you think about the cloud and all of the technology that can be utilized in business, that's your accounting software. That's all of the applications that kind of surround that, being, you know, accounts payable, accounts receivable, business intelligence software, your email, document storage, all that stuff, right? So My business has been cloud focused since 2012. As I said, you know, I've been at this for a while. And what I do with that is being cloud based and having a cloud focus is you're able to leverage data. So you can connect financial data to non-financial data. And when you do that, you create leverage data. So better strategic insights into your business. The other thing that it allows for is more automation and more efficiency. And efficiency and automation are important because one, it creates a more consistent product. And two, it turns around the data faster. So, you know, really we're at the point now where you shouldn't have to wait a month or two to get your financial results from, you know, the prior month. We should be able to turn that data around in a matter of days, not months.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I imagine that it allows your clients to make decisions, the correct decisions, but also probably make them a lot more efficient and a lot quicker. So that helps to kind of make decisions based off, you know, maybe hiring or firing or what service maybe to continue on with or to pivot or do whatever. But a lot of those decisions can be based off of financial data, not just off whims, I imagine.
Exactly right. Stale data is an enemy of efficient and prosperous business, right? So if you don't have the data to make decisions on, then, you know, really, you know, what can you do? You can't really do anything with it. It's kind of like the folks who, you know, throw all the receipts in the shoebox clients, right? And then they take it to their CPA at the end of the year and say, hey, do my taxes. Well, it's sitting in that shoebox. There's a ton of data and a ton of information that you know, you could have been using, you know, throughout the year to make decisions on and to advance your business into the business that you want, as opposed to the business that you have. And so, you know, getting around that stale data problem is enormous for businesses.
Yeah. And I can imagine not being able to obviously put it in and leverage the cloud, but also probably be able to have somebody like yourself who's able to kind of quote unquote translate that data so that you understand like what decisions to make or not to make based off of that data.
Exactly right. Once you get the data, you have to be able to tell the story about what the data is telling you. So that's part of what we do, especially using the dashboard. You know, it's a one page visualization of where your business is, the data in your business, and you know, measures things that help you to advance your business forward. So that's another component to that. It's, you know, being able to actually see the data in a meaningful way.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that you feel like makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Sure. So I guess this would kind of fall into that habit bucket, but maybe it's not a hack, but it's being intellectually curious, right? And for me, what that means is reading a lot. So it's not just technical accounting information that I'm reading or management books, but also publications, magazines, newsletters, things like Fast Company, Strategy Plus Business is another good one, Entrepreneur, just kind of getting a sense of the things that are going on around me, what is going to apply to my business and also what's going to apply to my client's business. And then a good recommendation I have is anything by Daniel Burris. Daniel Burris is a futurist, last name is spelled B-U-R-R-U-S. He's put out a lot of stuff, and what he focuses on is hard trends. So hard trends are future facts, things that we know in the future are 100% going to happen. Good example, demographic shifts. And so what he kind of teaches in his writing is, you know, how to identify these hard trends and then how to apply them to your business. So really important to be able to know, you know, the things in your environment that are going to impact your business, so you can make decisions based off of that and kind of get ahead of that curve, right? That's kind of how you pass your competitors.
Yeah. And I can imagine if you're definitely dialed into those, like you said, those are things that are going to happen. So if you're aware of those at the heart of business, you're always trying to minimize your risk. And one of the ways to minimize your risk is to be very aware of what's going on in your industry or in, you know, the world in general and how it will affect and impact your industry.
Exactly right. So strategy that's based off of future facts is lower risk than strategy that's based on, you know, soft trends or whims, right? You know, things that aren't, you know, backed up by data or backed up by, you know, the things that are advancing around us.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would tell myself to do it sooner. Go out on your own, rip the Band-Aid off. That's something that we say a lot in my house. Rip the Band-Aid off. Just go out and do it, right? You know, if you're always kind of, you know, putting it off or saying, well, the time's not right, the time is never going to be right. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about going out and starting a business and going out on your own, know that the first step is actually getting started. You got to get started and you got to throw yourself into it. And then the other thing I would say to that is get help, right? I actually wrote a blog article. You can find it on my blog at the SOAR blog on betterwaycpa.com about something that's pertinent to me in my industry, but outsourced accounting, right? You know, one of those things that if you're a business owner, you're thinking about going out on your own, or you just went out on your own and you don't have an accounting background, you don't have accounting expertise, go out and get an accountant, right? Same thing's true for a lot of other facets of the business. If you're not a lawyer and you don't have legal, you don't have a legal background, go out and hire a lawyer to help you get that business started and help you form that entity. You know, if you think about back to what I was saying about my golf career, you know, everybody who's out on the PGA Tour, they've all got coaches. In most cases, they've got more than one. And so business is the same way. Go get yourself a business coach, go outsource the things that, you know, you don't have particular expertise in. And, you know, the best thing you can do is take that first step.
Yeah. And I love that reminder. Yeah. If you want to start a business, start it yesterday and making sure exactly. that, you know, when you do start it, we all have our lanes and things that we do, you know, better than other people. So understanding what your lanes are, having that self-awareness, but then being able to bring that team along, to have that accountant, that CPA, that that attorney, whatever it is where you're weak or you're not as knowledgeable about, can only help increase your likelihood of being successful. So I think that's a great reminder.
Exactly right.
Awesome. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of being a CEO. We're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show, but I wanted to ask you, Chris, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, it means being in a position to drive a business forward and execute on a vision.
Awesome. Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. And Chris, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do is pass you to the mic to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best they can get a hold of you, find out about your blog content and all the awesome things that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. And I appreciate that. Best way to get in contact with me is email chris@betterwaycpa.com. You can also get in touch with me via the website, which is betterwaycpa.com. I've got a pretty active Facebook page. It's facebook.com/SOARCPA, S-O-A-R-C-P-A, all one word. Twitter is Chris Hervishon, C-H-R-I-S-H-E-R-V-O-C-H-O-N. And the other thing that I'll offer up, I've got a product called a Wayfinder, which consists of a 1 hour introductory fact-finding video call with me. And then it's the preparation of an 8 to 9 page report, followed by another 1 hour video call where we walk through the report. The report consists of a look at the current state of your industry and the geographic economy that you're operating in, financial benchmarking within your industry, and then a look at your accounting processes and procedures. And then from that, what we do is we put together 5 recommendations on how to move forward. You can see an example of that report on betterwaycpa.com/wayfinder, W-A-Y-F-I-N-D-E-R. Usually it's a $1,500 one-time fee for this product, but you know, for your listeners, I'll go ahead and I'll offer a discount code, which is IMCEO 2018, all one word. And that will give you the price of $199 for that particular tool. So also, you can also find that on the webpage, and you can also book that with me through the webpage, betterwaycpa.com/wayfinder.
Awesome. 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 Well, definitely appreciate you for offering that, Chris. And what we'll do is we'll have those links in the show notes just so that anybody can take advantage of that offer. Make sure that you do that. And then also to follow up with Chris and follow all the awesome things that you're doing. But Chris, I appreciate you and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.